No, I haven't. I thought so too at first, but I haven't. She really came in and said so. Mary came in and said there was a body in the library.
Yes.
But there couldn't be, said Colonel Bantry.
No, I suppose not, said Mrs. Bantry doubtfully. Rallying, she went on, but then why did Mary say there was?
She can't have.
She did.
You must have imagined it.
I didn't imagine it.
Colonel Bantry was by now thoroughly awake and prepared to deal with the situation on its merits. He said kindly,
"You've been dreaming, Dolly. That's what it is. It's that detective story you were reading, The Clue of the Broken Match. You know, Lord Edgbaston finds a beautiful blonde dead on the library hearthrug. Bodies are always being found in libraries, in books. I've never known a case in real life."
"Perhaps you will now," said Mrs. Bantry. "Anyway, Arthur, you've got to get up and see."
"Oh, but really, Dolly, it must have been a dream. Dreams often do seem wonderfully vivid when you first wake up. You feel quite sure they're true."
"I was having quite a different sort of dream, about a flower show and the vicar's wife in a bathing dress, or something like that."
With a sudden burst of energy, Mrs. Bantry jumped out of the bed and pulled back the curtains. The light of a fine autumn day flooded the room.
"I did not dream it," said Mrs. Bantry firmly. "Get up at once, Arthur, and go downstairs and see about it."
"You want me to go downstairs and ask if there's a body in the library? I shall look a damn fool."
"You needn't ask anything," said Mrs. Bantry. "If there is a body, and of course it's just possible that Mary's gone mad and thinks she sees things that aren't there, well, somebody will tell you soon enough. You won't have to say a word."
Grumbling, Colonel Bantry wrapped himself in his dressing gown and left the room. He went along the passage and down the staircase. At the foot of it was a little knot of huddled servants. Some of them were sobbing. The butler stepped forward impressively.
"I'm glad you have come, sir. I have directed that nothing should be done until you came. Will it be in order for me to ring up the police, sir?"
"Ring 'em up about what?"
The butler cast a reproachful glance over his shoulder at the tall young woman who was weeping hysterically on the cook's shoulder.
"I understood, sir, that Mary had already informed you. She said she had done so."
Mary gasped out, "I was so upset I didn't know what I said. It all came over me again, and my legs gave way, and my inside turned over. Finding it like that, oh, oh, oh."
She subsided again onto Mrs. Eccles, who said, "There, there, my dear," with some relish.
"Mary is naturally somewhat upset, sir, having been the one to make the gruesome discovery," explained the butler. "She went into the library, as usual, to draw the curtains, and almost stumbled over the body."
"Do you mean to tell me," demanded Colonel Bantry, "that there's a dead body in my library? My library?"
The butler coughed.
"Perhaps, sir, you would like to see for yourself."
"Hello, hello, hello. Police station here. Yes, who's speaking?"
Police Constable Polk was buttoning up his tunic with one hand, while the other held the receiver.
"Yes, yes, Gossington Hall. Yeah. Oh, good morning, sir."
Police Constable Polk's tone underwent a slight modification. It became less impatiently official, recognising the generous patron of the police sports and the principal magistrate of the district.
"Yes, sir. What can I do for you, sir?"
"I'm sorry, sir, I didn't quite catch..."
"A body, did you say?"
"Yes.
Yes, if you please, sir."
"That's right, sir."
"Young woman... not known to you, you say?"
"Quite, sir."
"Yes, you can leave it all to me."
Police Constable Polk replaced the receiver, uttered a long-drawn whistle, and proceeded to dial his superior officer's number. Mrs. Polk looked in from the kitchen, whence proceeded the appetizing smell of frying bacon.
"What is it?"
"Rummest thing you ever heard of," replied her husband.
"Body of a young woman found up at the hall. In the Colonel's library."
"Murdered?"
"Strangled, so he says."
"Who was she?"
"Oh, the Colonel says he didn't know her from Adam."
"Then what was she doing in his library?"